The Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
Ready for my close-up. Spoiler alert, tribe. If you have not watched Seeking Sister Wife, season 5, you better not listen to this, all right? Because we about to get into it. Gang, gang.
Nyla and Naeem. I love the fact that we have another Black couple. How do you guys feel about having another Black couple with these, you know, polygamy or, polygamy couples?
I like them. I think...
This Nyla is up your alley.
Yeah, she's very gorgeous to me. I like her right. bubbly personality. I like his demeanor and his calmness and still like his love. You know, even just for her. So I'm truly in love with this couple for this season. It's dope.
Yeah, I'm digging all of the Black vibes that's coming out of this couple. I love the fact that they're Muslim and they practice their faith. Facts. And I also like the fact that he was open about this subject with his family. Mm-hmm. I could see people being closed-minded about it or, no, you know what? I take that back. They practice that faith. That should be regular for his moms. I don't know why she hate him from jump.
His mom's a Muslim too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, I like this couple because I can piggyback on what you guys said. One, they're Black and it's showing Black people in this light and how they could have a great relationship by adding other sister wives. One of the things that Nyla said that had me rolling is the reason why she actually wanted to have another sister wife for Naeem. She says she wants another person to just build him up. Like, I guess he loves words of affirmation and she sees him thrive when she gives him words of affirmation. So she's like, what if we had two women giving him words of affirmation? And I'm just like, really, bitch?
I mean, she got a point. She got a point.
Don't hate on her.
A little bit. I just think that that's a creative way of thinking about things.
It is. And it starts supporting.
Yes, it is. I dig that a lot.
Yeah. And let's talk about the family. So you mentioned the mom. She is definitely a hater in this season.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Even though they're of the culture, you know, polygamy is common in the culture. She's just like not having it. Do you think that even is, but they're strong with her. They don't care. They're like, whether she likes it or not, we're just going to, you know, introduce it to her and let her know what we're doing. Yeah. But she has no jurisdiction on what we're doing in our family.
Yeah. Yeah. They got really good boundaries. In terms of like how they speak to her and how she speaks to them about how she feels about it. I don't feel like she was disrespectful. She was really straightforward about how she felt about it. I feel when she was telling them about why it wasn't for her in the earlier episodes of the season. I think that might have changed over time, but ultimately they check her when they feel like she's going too far or something.
They definitely do.
Yeah. I think she just bitter and single in my opinion. I don't know why.
You have to go there.
I feel like she's got hate in her heart. And even if you ain't necessarily agreeing with the practices that your son is doing in a faith that you kind of stand by, you got to kind of show a little bit more respect or a little bit more support, in my opinion, because I feel like she puts so much of her impression in terms of like, oh, I just feel like it's too yucky and it's germs and this. And you got all these nuances with it, but you know there's safe ways to go about it. So if you're not knowledgeable about it, stop your hating ass shit. Like I just feel like she's trying to push her narrative on how she feels he should be his best self, as opposed to listening to what he's saying, what his wife is saying, what they want in their relationship, and just being supportive, like, oh, is this what he needs? Well, if you're gonna give it to him, you're gonna stand by him, then my son deserves it.
Yeah, I think the mom's ignorance is coming out a little bit because she does not know. So ignorance is all, and it's not always a bad thing. It's just, she just doesn't understand it. She doesn't get it. And I think she will get it once they find the perfect match and show her what that relationship looks like. I think she's going to come on. She's going to be on board with everything. I think she will. And they feel comfortable enough to tell her, because, like, I don't need to tell my mama what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they feel really comfortable to let her know, like, this is what we're going to be planning to do. They didn't even have to do that. So I think she'll hop on once they show that they can find, like, the perfect match for them and show how that family work, that family dynamic works.
Right. Fair.
All right. That's it.
All right. So that is our Ratchet Robe review. Updating you on what's going on with Nyla and Naeem and a hating ass mom. All right. But make sure y'all stay tuned because we got more episodes coming out. No doubt. All right. Peace, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow Sophisticatedly Ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.